KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear skies, 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In an update to our story yesterday, a total of seven people were injured during a three-vehicle collision Friday afternoon east of Manning in Carroll County. Sheriff's officials say the accident happened on Highway 141 just before 4 p.m. According to the sheriff's report, 18-year-old Joaquin Gaskill of Manila was traveling east on Highway 141 in a 1997 Dodge Intrepid when the car hit the rear of a 2013 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 53-year-old Jean Ann Gruen of Manning. The collision occurred when Gruen stopped to make a left turn onto Eagle Avenue. The force of the impact caused Gruen's truck to cross into the westbound lane of traffic, where it was hit by a 2006 Chevy van driven by 49-year-old Roger Paulson of Manila. Gaskill and Paulson were transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll by Carroll County Emergency Medical Services for treatment of possible injuries. Gruen, along with two passengers in Gaskill's car, 16-year-old Chelsea Fishback and Alyssa Wright, both of Manning, were all transported to the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Two passengers in Gruen's pickup, 8-year-old Taylor Beckendorf and 6-year-old Corey Beckendorf, were also transported to the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Afterward, Corey was airlifted to Des Moines, where she was treated for serious injuries. And all three vehicles were totaled in the crash. Highway 141 was closed to through traffic for nearly an hour following the accident, while emergency crews were on the scene and the vehicles were removed. Authorities charged Gaskill with failure to maintain control. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help pay for Corey Beckendorf's medical expenses, the link to which you can find under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A donation account has also been set up at the Templeton Savings Bank. A man from Cass County was arrested last week for a probation violation. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 26-year-old Marshall Brandon Fisher of Atlantic was arrested April 5th at the Cass County Jail on an Adair County warrant issued in October of 2015. Fisher was transferred to the Adair County Jail, where he was being held without bond in Greenfield. Also arrested on an Adair County warrant was 24-year-old Robert Kyle Dwayne Wallace of Winterset. He was taken into custody in Greenfield last Thursday on a warrant for failure to appear at his sentencing hearing on an original charge of second-degree theft. The warrant was issued April 5th. Wallace was later released on $5,000 cash bond. Deputies in Adair County also arrested 31-year-old Cole John Doffenbaugh of Greenfield. He was taken into custody Saturday night for serious domestic assault. He also faces an obstruction of emergency communications charge for allegedly taking his victims' phone and breaking it, making them unable to call 911. Doffenbaugh was released from custody Sunday on $1,000 bond. And 18-year-old Dylan James Albaugh Cornelison of Fontenelle was arrested by Adair County Sheriff's deputies last Thursday for driving under suspension. Albaugh Cornelison pled guilty to the charge, served his sentence, and was released after paying a fine. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Monday of two men on theft charges. At around 3:30 p.m., officers arrested 50-year-old Marvin Eugene Gullick of Red Oak and 44-year-old Billy Joe Mifflin of Red Oak for fifth-degree theft. The two men were arrested in the 200 block of East Joy Street in Red Oak. Both suspects were taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. Police in Creston arrested a Ringgold County woman Monday evening on an outstanding warrant out of Union County. 24-year-old Megan Danielle Stewart of Mount Air was arrested at around 7:40 p.m. in Creston. Stewart was being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail. The driver of a semi was hurt Monday morning during a single-vehicle accident in Carroll County. The Iowa State Patrol says 39-year-old Michael McAdams of Sac City was transported to St. Anthony's Hospital in Carroll after the 2003 Kenworth construction semi he was driving, for reasons unknown, left Delta Avenue or Carroll County Road M68. The truck entered the east ditch where it struck a creek bank before it came to rest. McAdams was trapped in the cab and had to be freed by mechanical means. The accident, which happened at around 11:10 a.m., remained under investigation. The Glenwood Police Department reports three arrests took place on Saturday. Officials say 23-year-old Lindsay Krause of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Her bond was set at $600. 24-year-old Niall Packett of Glenwood was arrested for trespass and public intoxication. His bond also set at $600. And 47-year-old Robert Rudd of Glenwood was arrested Saturday in Glenwood on a trespass charge. His bond was set at $300. Authorities in Mills County said yesterday a Nebraska man had been arrested Sunday for child endangerment. 31-year-old Juan Antonio Nolasco of Omaha was arrested around 4:45 p.m. following a traffic stop on 95th Street. Nolasco was also cited on 7 counts of failure to use a child restraint device, speeding, and having no valid driver's license. His bond was set at $2,000. 55-year-old Patricia Louise Smith of Glenwood was arrested Friday evening on a warrant for ongoing criminal mischief and unauthorized use of a credit card. Smith was being held in the Mills County Jail on $25,000 bond. And 34-year-old Maria Angela Megan Biggs of Delta, Iowa, was arrested Thursday morning by the Keokuk County Sheriff's Office on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on an original driving while revoked charge. Megan Biggs' bond was set at $5,000. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety say a man on the Iowa Sex Offender Registry's most wanted list has been apprehended. 54-year-old Jack Ray Steinspring, whose last known address was in Clarinda, had been convicted in February of 1996 for sexual abuse in the second degree for an incident or incidents in the Pottawatomie County involving a female under the age of 13. He'd also been convicted in December of 1980 in Nebraska for first-degree sexual abuse. Steinspring was wanted for failure to comply with the state sex offender registry, which is a felony offense. He has multiple violations of the registry since he was required to register in 2007. Additional details concerning his arrest were not immediately available. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a former Northwestern Iowa teacher accused of having a sexual relationship with a student has been given probation time. A judge Monday sentenced 25-year-old Samantha Coles to 1 year of probation. Coles, a former Remsen Union Community School teacher, has already lost her teaching license and must register as a sex offender. She previously pleaded guilty to lascivious acts with a minor. Arrest affidavits say Coles had sex with a 17-year-old male student while she was a teacher at the school. The documents say the sexual encounters happened at the woman's apartment in 2014. She was initially charged with 2 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee, but Plymouth County Attorney Darren Raymond agreed to the reduced charge, saying jail time was not appropriate. A former elementary school in Sioux City has been converted into 14 loft-like apartments for families to live in. The 25,000-square-foot building that used to be known as the Joy Elementary School now houses 2- and 3-bedroom apartments. The more than 100-year-old building has 12-foot ceilings and exposed ductwork, granite countertops, and sleek kitchen cabinets. The apartments also include all new appliances such as refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, microwave, and in-unit washer and dryer. Joy Elementary School closed in 2012 when another elementary school opened. Old School Properties, LLC, bought it for $70,000. The group also recently purchased Whittier Elementary, which closed in 2015 for $102,000. They plan to convert it into apartments as well. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.